Thank you, Brother David. Amen. Genesis 25:21. Okay, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 86, or that's 60 years old, when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint, all right? And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Amen. Won't you shout prophetically over the word? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for your word, oh God. Thank you for your word of instruction, oh Lord. Give us Jesus to hear, Lord. Amen. So you have Jacob, the story of Jacob and Esau. Amen. And the Edomites were the descendants of Esau. The Edomites, remember it said he was called Edom. So the Edomites were the descendants of Esau. Esau was first born, remember? And according to the Jewish law, amen, Esau was entitled, amen, to the kingship. I'm going to write it down here. He was entitled, first of all, as the firstborn to the kingship in the family. And also the priesthood. Amen. That was the second thing that he was entitled to. And also, thirdly, a double portion of the inheritance. Amen. A double portion of the inheritance. Now, these three things Esau was entitled to because he was the firstborn. Amen. Now, the Bible says that Esau went out, he was a hunting. Amen. He came out and he was faint with hunger. And the Bible says because of his appetite. Amen. Rabashiah, that he sold his inheritance. Amen. Just how important is our birthright to us? Will we sell our birthright for appetite? Hallelujah! Amen. For the passions of the flesh, will we sell our blood, fire, and water, the very thing, our inheritance that will get us to the new city? We forfeit those things. We forfeit the effect that the blood of Christ has on us when we, amen, give heed to the appetites of the flesh. Amen. This is what Esau did. He was the firstborn, amen, and entitled to kingship, rulership, priesthood, and the double portion of the inheritance. Amen. A double portion of the inheritance. He forfeited all that because he was hungry. Amen.
He suffered, amen, hallelujah, appetite. He says, I want it now. I want to be filled now. I want satisfaction right now. This is written in the Bible. Does your Bible read the same thing as my Bible says? That I'm not making this up, am I? This is God speaking to you and me. Hallelujah. Rabakaya. It's, amen, possible that we can sell our birthright because of appetite and passions. Esau could not get past the present passion of the flesh. He couldn't get past that. He wanted satisfaction now. Amen. Raboshataya. Robobobokushatalabahaya. So he sold his inheritance. We have an inheritance as a Christian that other people, sinners, don't have the inheritance of blood and fire and water. Other Christians don't have the inheritance of the substance that we have, amen, as one to be in the bride. And we forfeit those substances. We forfeit our birthright, the very thing that's going to take us, hallelujah, to the new city. We forfeit that through appetite. We forfeit, amen, our birthright to grow up in full stature because we sell our birthright for present passion. Think about it, saints. We do this because we want to satisfy the flesh. We will sell our inheritance for a mess of red pottage. People do it all the time because of the appetites of the flesh. They'll sell the Lord Jesus Christ right down the drain. Amen. Rabasataya. Rather than abiding in God's word, Ababoshataya, and keeping God's word and keeping God's law and walking accordingly, we disobey the Lord and not keeping his commandments. And we disobey, amen, to meet the appetites of the body. And we sell our birthright. You have the birthright to pray. And if you eat too much, even in the natural, before you come to church, you can't even pray. You've already sold your birthright to satisfy your flesh at home. And can you imagine, amen. Now, you know, I have to go to my parents' house sometimes, and they got that television going in every room. And I'll go in the other room, my father will come in there and say, what are you doing in there? Come over here and see me. Or come on in this living room and sit down. And I'll go in there with my head down, and just, you know, and there's the couch TV. You see what I'm saying? And just the little bit of exposure that I have, amen, to that stinking television, I sell a little bit of my birthright, the next time I come to the house of God, I'm drained of the blood, the fire, and the waters of his name, death, and life. And that's not even according to my will. But can you imagine, if you were, I mean, willfully disobedient and did those things all week long? You have sold your birthright. Sold the effect and power of the blood and the fire of the Holy Ghost, the waters of his name, death, and life for a red, amen, pot of pottage. For a little satisfaction of the flesh. It's not worth it. And we've all been there. Have you ever pigged out all the time? I can use that one. Italians love to eat. Oh, they can eat till just, till you just can't eat no more. And for some strange reason, you can get that piece of pie in there. I've never seen the likes of it. For some reason, somehow you could squeeze that piece of pie and that ice cream in there when you could not take another bite of that spaghetti. You're just as full as you can possibly be, but you'll squeeze that pie in there and that cup of coffee and that ice cream. And maybe a bite of your wife's other kind of cake. You'll get it in there somehow. And man, you telling me you can come to the house of God after that and pray feel the presence of God. Might be in the beginning by gift. But man, when it's a matter of stature and meeting the conditions and principles of God, and you pig out and you abuse, amen, moderation, and become a glutton and a piglet. Amen. I felt anointed to say piglet. Amen. Then you come to the house of God. You've sold that inheritance. Huh? Isn't that the truth? And all you can do when you get down to pray, you go, you can't wait. I've been there. Right over there. Hallelujah. I know what it's like. Sold my inheritance. I had an inheritance, amen, to use that blood and that fire and that water. Amen. Now you can take that on that little simple plane, or you can carry that on out through life and lose that on the Lord. Totally, amen, depends on the degree of selling out. The Bible says that Esau, amen, because of his appetite, he despised his birthright. You ever despise going to the house of God because you're so busy satisfying the flesh? Because you've been in television and whatever else, I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff out there, amen? And because you've partaken of all this stuff out here, you despise your inheritance.